Well, I think the kind of kickoff question is, and the question that I get a lot is, as a securities lawyer, which is my day-to-day practice, why does cybersecurity matter? Because it seems like that's for those technology or IP lawyers, not for the securities lawyers. But I think this quote kind of kicks off the reason and what we're seeing as trends and why it is relevant in the securities law space to think about cybersecurity. It's becoming a pretty significant risk that companies need to deal with on a day-to-day basis, and it can have some pretty significant outcomes. So I think our goal for today is to give you guys a little bit of information about what types of things give rise to the risk so you can adequately look at that and measure that when you're looking at disclosure and risk management from a corporate governance perspective, and have a little bit more background about what the SEC is saying about that. So with that, I thought that I might turn to Steve and ask him kind of a question. From your perspective, what's the problem and why is this relevant for securities lawyers?
Well, here's the problem, and you're tired of hearing this story. But I first sort of woke up to this when I had a client that is in a decidedly not high technology industry, at least when it comes to office practices. And they often did online banking, ACH transactions, wire transfers, things like that through their bank. Only two people in the company had the codes to be able to do this. I think it was on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, finished the transactions, closed out, went back the next day, and $500,000 was missing. There were four wires that went out to Russia.